The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said it is, but others said, "No, it just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought the man who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our second scrutiny has arrived. We will hear these words spoken over the elect. "Father of mercy, you led the man born blind into the kingdom of light through the gift of faith in your Son. Free these elect from the false values that surround and blind them. Set them firmly in your truth, children of the light forever." These brothers and sisters of ours continue the road to full acceptance into the Catholic Church. They each have a story that has led them here. Over my 4 years at St. Joseph's, I have witnessed the grandeur of God's mercy through RCIA. God's manifold power over the darkness that covers our land by raising up men and women who have encountered the Lord Jesus and have said yes to his invitation to follow him. As we begin to reflect together and start with this, let me start again. As we begin to reflect together, I start with this verse from the psalm that particularly struck me in my preparation for this homily. "He guides me in the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come." There, anoint him, for this is the one. Behind the scenes, God is at work inside salvation history, which is intermingled with our sinful ways and decisions. The story of King Saul and David's coming into kingship highlight God's grace and our human frailty, which speaks eloquently in this moment of the second scrutiny. What does this say to us here and now? God's grace is at work and is played out inside our human limitations and sins. My dear elect, I am confident that I will speak for you when I say, you consider this time of your life a time of immense grace. Don't be afraid of your weaknesses and your sins. Bring them to God, who is indeed the miracle worker, and everyone here can attest to that. There is much we can learn from David's story. He arrived to become the greatest king of Israel, but not without a lot of faults and failings. It is a sobering story, and in many ways reminds us all that, by the grace of God, there go I, to quote an old Irish saying. Let us continue with the readings and see what God wants to say to help us see our own story with the eyes of gentleness and compassion. Because clearly, God had a lot of compassion over David. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Let's go back to the beginning and remember those words, let there be light. If we were to go back to the beginning of time when God created the world, we witness the darkness of the universe converted into the light by the creation of the sun. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. You are getting closer and closer to receiving the light of Christ. But first we must go through the terrible darkness sin has caused and what our blessed Lord must do to overthrow it. In this second scrutiny, God is overthrowing the darkness in your lives and ours. Our Lord is saying to all of us in our hearts, arise from the dead. Unlike the world, which demands immediate results, the way our Lord works is gradual and profound. No quick fixes, but rather a deep and long-lasting recovery from the pains of sin and division. Oh, our world is full of sin and division in this time. My dear elect and all present here at St. Joseph's, we are entering the fourth week of Lent. The depth of Christ's love is evident. His terrifying passion and death are imminent. The doors of his heart are opening to us. What is happening inside your heart right now? Pretend like you don't belong to St. Joseph's or the Catholic Church. Go back in time. What was it like when they were first receiving this gift? What is God asking of you? And how are you responding? You, not the church, not the Pope, not the bishop, you, me. Only you, of course, can answer this and these questions. And I invite all of us during the sacrifice of Mass to talk with Jesus one-on-one. You are not alone. Keep your eyes fixed on him and do not be afraid. I do believe, Lord. And he worshipped him. The man born blind and Jesus healing him caused a major problem for the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus was making himself out to be God. We, of course, know that he is God. But that's not the way they thought. He was an imposter, a false prophet, someone they needed to eliminate, an enemy to the Romans. Can we begin to imagine what was going through the mind and heart of Jesus? Mounting pressure, imminent threats of death, abandonment of the disciples. Was Jesus losing the battle between good and evil? That's exactly how it seemed. But during this turmoil and confusion, this man recognizes Jesus and receives healing and worships him. He who was blind became a light for them and for us. For those of us who have been living the Catholic faith for a long time, we should remember those moments that when God healed us of our own blindness. What were the things that most prevented me from seeing Jesus the way he really was? What sin held me back from loving God with all my being? Is there still a struggle going on that I need to surrender at the foot of the cross during this fourth week of Lent? What is the King asking of me this Lent, this week? Me. Not the church, not the Pope, not the bishops, not the priests. Me. What is God asking me? Conclusion to my brothers and sisters here in front of me. What three basic tenets would I leave with you today as you formulate your response to love Jesus in return? Sunday Mass. This is where you worship Jesus. Monthly confession. This is where you overcome your blindness. Read the Gospels. This is how you repent and believe. Be active inside your parish. Be active inside your parish. This is where you can flourish. We come again today, our catechumens, given that these elect of God are seeking three sacraments from the Church, baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. It is fitting that they undergo three scrutinies, one for each sacrament. Today they celebrate their second scrutiny. They, along with the Church, prepare diligently for the Easter Triduum. Dear friends assembled here, pray in silence for these elect, that they may be delivered from the power of sin and Satan, protected against temptation and strengthened in Christ. Elect of God, bow your heads and pray. This is the sign of your repentance. Let us pray for these elect whom God has called, that they may remain faithful to him and boldly give witness to the words of eternal life.
That, trusting in the truth of Christ, they may find freedom of mind and heart and preserve it always. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That preferring the folly of the cross to the wisdom of this world, they may glory in God alone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That freed by the power of the Spirit, they may put all fear behind them and press forward with confidence. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That transformed in the Spirit, they may seek those things that are holy and just. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that all who suffer persecution for Christ's name may find their strength in him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those families and nations prevented from embracing the faith may be granted freedom to believe the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
that we, who are faced with the values of the world, may remain faithful to the spirit of the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the whole world, which the Father so loves, may attain in the Church complete spiritual freedom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the health of our former pastor, Monsignor Ingham, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Father of mercy, you led the man born blind to the kingdom of light through the gift of faith in your Son. Free these elect from the false values that surround and blind them. Set them firmly in your truth, children of the light forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you are the truth, the true light that enlightens the world. Through your Spirit of truth, free those who are enslaved by the father of lies. Stir up the desire for good in these elect whom you have chosen for your sacraments. Let them rejoice in your light that they may see, and like the man born blind whose sight you restored, let them prove to be staunch and fearless witnesses to the faith. For you are Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Although you cannot yet participate fully in the Lord's Eucharist, stay with us as a sign of our hope that our God, that all God's children will eat and drink with the Lord and work with His Spirit to recreate the face of the earth.